This episode of the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is sponsored by Legos. Want to say cuss words at 3 a.m. that you didn't even know you knew? Try stepping on a Lego. That's Legos. All right, grab a snack, sit down, and shut up. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Episode 8, I Talk to Alex. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, entertain, and delight you about everything off-road for about the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Man, why not? I'm running out of funny puns to say. So I would like to apologize for missing an episode last week. I say I'd like to apologize, but I'm not going to, because I've record this on the weekends, and I took last weekend to go out wheeling with you guys, and I had a blast, and I appreciate it. You know, I enjoyed, saw some old friends, and met some new ones. I gotta give a shout out. I was recognized out on the trails this weekend. Some guy came up to me and said, "Hey, you're the guy from that YouTube video." I said, "I might be. Did you like it?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "That's me. I'm your guy." So I appreciate you guys out there. This week I want to talk about the maintenance you do on your rig over the winter. I know I put off a lot of upgrades while I'm using it during the season, and I wait for the winter to do my upgrades. And this year I didn't really do too much. It was more of repair maintenance. I had some rusted floor pans I had to replace. And then I... had a leaky steering gearbox, and I changed the cracked manifold, the exhaust manifold that's been leaking for years. Had that annoying tick, 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 tick. And just little stuff like that I've did through the winter. I really didn't do too much. I know I've got a buddy that tore down his Jeep and rebuilt it from the ground up. Beautiful rig. Can't wait to see him out on the trails. All right, so the maintenance on your rig, I feel, falls into four categories. You have the people that wheel all summer long and kind of put off upgrades and maintenance until the winter. Then you have the people that just kind of wheel all through the season and just kind of do the upgrades and maintenance as they go along. Then there's those nutballs out west that just have perfect wheeling weather all year round, and they don't really have an off season to do their maintenance on. So I guess that's only three. I thought I could count better than that. I must be missing something. But anyhow, I put off all my heavy maintenance until the end of the season, so I could just keep wheeling. And of course, when something breaks, I fix it. But like I had to put new floor pans in, and I waited till the winter to do that purposely, because I didn't want to take my rig out of service, because I enjoy the heck out of it. So tell me what you guys do. Shoot me an email, leave a comment on the YouTube video, or hit me up on Instagram or the Twitter, but not TikTok. TikTok, I don't know. TikTok scares me. I think that's the way the government's going to track us. But anyhow, shoot me a comment and let me know what you guys do. How do you prefer to work on your rig?
So this week when I was up at Uori, I ran into an old friend, Alex. And I got to say, I've known him for about the past 3 years. And I only see him a couple of times a year out on a trail. But every time I see him, I never recognize his rig. It is constantly evolving. It stayed the same color, but everything on it changes, and he's always working on it. He does a lot of upgrades. So I had a chance to ask him what he did on it this winter.
All right, Alex, what did you do to your Jeep this year?
Quite a bit, actually. New front and rear bumpers, new tire carrier, suspensions, pretty much the same, just like some trusses, just beefing it up, nothing major. That's about it so far.
All right, thanks, Alex. I appreciate it. And you can catch Alex on, he's got a Facebook page for A&M Builds. He builds Jeeps. That's the letter A, then that funky and sign, and then M, and then Builds. He's based out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. So if you're out that way, chat him up. Loves to talk about his rig, loves to go wheeling. All right, so now it's time for the question of the month. The question of the month is, what random items do you have in your Jeep?
Honestly, probably nothing. Everything in my Jeep is functional. There's nothing I keep in there like overnight. You know, there's nothing random really. It's all stuff that I would use.
I just can't put this hot dog is a sandwich question away yet. So I finally got out and talked to you guys, and here's what you guys think of it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's in bread, it's got to be a sandwich.
That's the way I believe.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
No. No, hot dog's a hot dog.
Yeah. It's its own class.
It's its own thing.
Yeah, bro. Doesn't hit me like a hot dog. Hot dog's in a class by itself. Hot dog's a hot dog.
Hot dog's a hot dog.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. Hot dog's not a sandwich. A hot dog's a hot dog.
All right. All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. You can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts now, whatever the crap they call it. Google Play, Bean Pod is where I host it. You can also check us out on YouTube. We don't have a dedicated page yet. We have one of those funky long URLs because I only got like 6 subscribers. And I appreciate all 6 of you. Thank you very much. But if you could kind of trick some friends into subscribing, I'd appreciate it. I'd like to say I'd send everybody who subscribed to my YouTube channel $1. But I would be lying if I said that. I'm going to say it anyhow. But I'm lying. Maybe. I don't know. Subscribe and you'll find out. You'll be very disappointed. All right, so this is Nikki G signing out. Say wheel what you got and be happy.
Follow the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Twitter, the Gram, and YouTube.